This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. The Bush administration is seeking to block a federal appeals court ruling that invalidates the administration's enemy combatant policy. The ruling was made yesterday by a federal appeals court panel in New York. It says the president does not have the inherent constitutional power to designate as enemy combatants American citizens seized on U.S. soil and to hold them incommunicado indefinitely. NPR Legal Affairs correspondent Nina Totenberg reports.
The appeals court ruling came in the case of Jose Padilla, a one-time Chicago gang member who was seized at O'Hare Airport 18 months ago. Federal authorities said they believed he was plotting to detonate a dirty bomb, but there was insufficient evidence to bring criminal charges against Padilla, and so federal authorities designated him an enemy combatant. Within days, they transferred him to a Navy brig in South Carolina, where he's been held in isolation ever since. Though lawyers have not been able to speak with Padilla, they did challenge his imprisonment, and yesterday a federal appeals court in New York ruled that the Constitution does not give the president the power to order such detentions without the explicit authority of Congress. "We are as keenly aware as anyone of the threat from Al-Qaeda," said the judges, noting that their court sits only a short distance from the World Trade Center. But the court said this case involves not a question of whether the president's anti-terror policies should be aggressively pursued, but whether those policies can be pursued without congressional authorization. In this case, the court observed, Congress not only failed to authorize such detentions, it explicitly barred them in 1971. At that time, Congress, in an effort to prevent a repeat of the Japanese internment of World War II, repealed a law that authorized national security detentions, and in its place enacted a law that specifically banned such detentions. Yesterday's appeals court decision was not unanimous. In the majority were Bush appointee Barrington Parker and Clinton appointee Rosemary Pooler. Dissenting was Bush appointee Richard Wesley, who said that in his view, the president has inherent national security power to detain belligerents on U.S. soil who might harm U.S. citizens. But even Judge Wesley did not agree with the administration's claim that it has the power to hold enemy combatants without letting them consult lawyers and without giving the alleged combatants a chance to counter the facts that the government claims justify their detention. Thus, no member of the appeals court panel sustained the administration's broad assertion of executive power. Former Bush administration Deputy Assistant Attorney General John Yoo says yesterday's ruling puts the court way out on a limb.
This opinion is a complete rejection of the administration's entire theory of the war on terrorism. It's very much as if the court was turning the legal clock back to September 10th, 2001.
While there has been increasing doubt about the Bush administration's policy on enemy combatants, even some doubts expressed by former Bush administration law enforcement officials, yesterday's court ruling goes farther than anyone had predicted. And it puts the onus squarely on Congress to act. Until now, there's been a thunderous silence from Congress on the question of enemy combatant legislation, perhaps for fear that no agreement could be reached. Benito Romano, who filed a brief siding with Padilla on behalf of the Bar of the City of New York, observes that yesterday's decision leaves Congress no place to hide.
It may be difficult, but the Congress may not have a choice but to join with the president to deal with these issues.
But Romano, who served as U.S. Attorney for New York in the first Bush administration, illustrates why the task is so challenging.
It's very difficult to imagine a circumstance where you can hold anyone indefinitely incommunicado in any sort of constitutional government. And I can't imagine any assertion of fact that would justify that, whether I trusted the executive or didn't.
Johns Hopkins University professor Ruth Wedgwood agrees that it would be better for Congress to act, but understands why the administration has been hesitant to ask Congress to enact detention authority.
The problem, of course, is that if you ask Congress for advice, they may not give you quite what you think you need. And I think a president who's concerned that it might hobble his functional necessities might prefer to do it on his own authority. But I think in this case, he doesn't have a lot of choice other than appealing the case.
The president is expected to appeal, either to the full appeals court in New York or directly to the U.S. Supreme Court, where another enemy combatant case is currently awaiting court action. In addition, the court has said it will hear arguments this spring on the question of whether non-citizens being held at Guantanamo Bay, Cuba, are entitled to lawyers and access to U.S. courts. Nina Totenberg, NPR News, Washington.